So I got a few announcements real quick about Michelle and Pastor Michelle and Stephen. First of all, Stephen, you've been like, I don't know who you've been watching on YouTube, but that preacher's coming out, bruh. He said, I was glad when they said unto me. Oh, what's happening to me? What is this? No, man, amen. I was just sitting over there listening, man, and I was just like, why do women always outdo the men? Like, on the cheers and everything? The tea parties? So this just came to me, Brant. The men are having a Diet Coke party. We're doing it. I don't even know what y'all doing at y'all tea party, but we're going to do what y'all doing. Except that. Diet Coke party. That sounds so horrible. Man, the Lord is so good. Thank you guys for sharing. There's a word from the Lord, and I'm excited to share it. Can we do something real quick? Willie, it's so good to see you, man. Can we worship the Lord? If you don't mind, if you are willing or able, can you just stand to your feet? Chuck, bring that up for me. We're not inviting the Lord in. He's already here. The battle. Oh, we didn't come here to play this morning. Not after the type of the week you had. You might as well get everything that God has for you this morning. That's it. Come on, let's shift right there. God, somehow you turn it around. What I thought was going to take my life ended up blessing me. What I thought was going to take me out ended up being a stepping stone. And you turn it for good, Jesus. I want to tell you this morning. Yete ba shanta. Let me tell you. Can you guys just do me a favor and just shift on a dime real quick? Can you just shift and realize that the Lord is here for you this morning? And no matter how big or small your situation is, He's here to minister to you, to break every chain of bondage. I'm talking about mental bondage. Come on, somebody in here. I'm talking about health scares, because the enemy has a way of telling you because your blood pressure isn't regulated that he's going to kill you, but the devil is a liar. Come on in here. Yeah. Oh, sure. We love you, Jesus. Come on, we're canceling every assignment of the enemy. Every addiction, come on, every struggle, we yield it to you right now, Jesus. See, I love moments like this because there are some, I'm going to tell you, like, it's just what it is. It's just like, you've been going through for so long that when there's breakthrough, you can't be passive. Come on in here. There are some of us that say, as soon as I touch his garment, my whole life is going to change. And now is my moment. Come on in here, somebody. God is faithful. I'm going to say this. As a matter of fact, you all can take your seat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep playing for me, Chuck. Nice and thick for me. I'm going to tell you something. Quick, this isn't my main scripture, but I'm not going to be before you guys long. I just feel like, you know, we done already loved on Jesus, but it's just some things I want to get out. Can I tell you something prophetically? You guys going to be able to catch it? I'm warning you now, it may sound a little weird, but that's all right. You already know Pastor Ben's word. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Today in the spirit is funeral. I want to get this in your spirit for those who receive it, for those who, you know, God has made you a promise, and that promise hasn't yet totally materialized, but you still know that He is faithful. You still know that you're going to be completely delivered. Somebody say completely delivered. Somebody say completely healed. Somebody say completely restored. So let me read this real quick. One scripture. Exodus 14, 13, it says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. This is your word today. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Somebody shout today. Come on, help me. Shout today. Say, he's doing it for me today. Listen to this. Now with the Israelites, their enemy was the Egyptians. Just think about what your enemy is. For some of us, it's sickness. For others, it's pornography. For others, it's drug addiction. Come on, it's okay. We can get uncomfortable. Y'all know me by now. What's your enemy? And so Moses declared that this is actually, I know this may be a rough week for you or a rough day for you, but this is actually a funeral that we're invited to. Somebody called it. Somebody started laughing right there. It says, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Listen to this. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. If you believe today is the day your enemy dies completely, can you give God a shout of praise in here? Yeah, completely free of depression, completely free of anxiety, completely free of the struggle. Come on, completely free, completely free, completely free. I'm gonna tell you how powerful God is. If you're anything like me, some stuff runs in the bloodline, but there's something about God where he can interject right. Somebody shout, it stops with me. Say it again, it stops with me. This enemy that you see today, the struggle that you just failed to last night, you will see again no more forever. Like me, if I'm invited to that funeral, I'm gonna lift my voice with a shout unto God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, if it's not you, come on, it's somebody in your family. Let's shout for them. Let's shout for them. Let's shout for our children. Let's shout for our husbands. Let's shout for our wives. The Israelites thought that it was their day to die. They said to Moses, you brought us here to kill us. They didn't know the same thing that you think is going to kill you, I'm going to kill. Bless you, Lord Jesus. We love you, God. That's it. That's it. See, when you're in the presence of God, you don't have to play church. How many of them grew up in church and you know we need more than church? We need the Spirit of. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by praise and worship, it's not by high-fiving, it's not by doing all these churchy things. It's the Spirit of God that is here to break every chain. Hallelujah. We're going to get into the word, but I'm telling you, the Lord didn't call you to live with that thing. I know you've learned how to survive with it, but no, that's not what I have for you. You're going to be completely free. Somebody shout, completely. See, when the enemy attacks your marriage, what he wants you to think is it's just going to kind of be like that. You just better get used to it. That's just how it's going to be. But how many know the devil is a liar? You're going to be completely free. you and wife or you and husband, y'all don't look at each other like y'all did back in the day when y'all was flirting and dating and... See, we don't think God cares about stuff like that. But how many know marriage is his idea? Take your seat if you can. If you can't, then stand with me. But today is a funeral. I want you to get that struggle on your mind and understand that God loves you so much. You're not just going to defeat the enemy. He said he's going to annihilate the enemy. Can I tell you what? Why that blesses us? Because that takes the pressure off you trying to fix yourself. And I got to get myself together. It's been 6 days since I stopped doing this. Hopefully I get to 7 days. It ain't about you. He's going to completely annihilate. What does he want from us? Oh, God, I love you. What does he want from us? I just want you to come to me. I just want you to come to me. Listen, come broken. Come jacked up. Come messed up. Hallelujah. It doesn't offend him because he can do something about it. Shambles. Listen to me. Come full of despair. No. I got to get myself together before I go to church. No, you do not. My real quick backstory is I lost everything. I was on the street. I didn't know if I was ever going to get back on my feet. I was asking them at bread company if I can get some of that bread that they come out with at the end of the night. I wanted to kill myself. If he didn't do it, Rachel, it wasn't going to be done. Y'all remember? Can I tell you that your position, wherever you are, it's not too desperate? Somebody shout, it's not too desperate. Has he delivered anybody from anything in this building right now? Come on, because when you praise, you're raising other people's faith. Come on. He can do it, and he will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. That's it. Come on. Jesus. Because of where the Lord brought me from, I am fully persuaded. My Jesus. I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of God did something that I grew up in church, right? The Spirit of God did something that the traditional church couldn't do. There needed to be power. Anybody ever, like, been to church and you knew you was kind of living a little foul a little bit, but you still came, right? And it's like, if it's not for the Spirit of God, if it's not for the Holy Spirit convicting your heart, you can go to church every day, jacked up, and wouldn't nobody know because you clean. My God. But the reason why you're here this morning, my Jesus, and the reason why God brought you to this season, it's not for you to just exist. It's not for you to see what happens. I might live, I might die. I might get divorced, I might not. No. The devil is alive. I might lose my job. I might. No. He wants to show you who he is in your. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's why we're here today. That's why we're here today. That's right. Come on. That's why we're here today. He's worthy. That's it. He's worthy. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, let me encourage your faith as I go to this scripture. Let me encourage your faith and tell you this, that the only reason you've been getting attacked at such a magnitude is because you are at the door to a total transition in your life. And the enemy always turns it up right at that place of transition. He wants to discourage you. He wasn't messing with you like this last year. He wasn't messing with you like this last week. He wasn't messing with you like this last season. But because you're at that place of transition where everything is about to change, my God, he's trying to get you to throw in the towel before God can move on your behalf. But how many of you know we're going to stand right here? We're going to stand right here declaring the glory of God. We're going to stand right here and see the salvation of the Lord. We're going to That's why we're here, Tommy. You know, he's worthy. He's worthy. And I just keep hearing that word, Tamika, completely, 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 completely healed. You're not wrestling no more. Completely free. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. First Kings 17. We're going to read 21. Actually, let's start at verse 20 to 22. My God, we bless you. Let me tell you something. There is no hurt that is too deep that the Lord can't completely rid it in your life. There's no bitterness that's too deep that the Lord can't completely absolve that thing up out of you. Come on in here. There's no struggle that's too shameful. See, religion mess up. Religion says shame on you for doing that. The Bible says God remembers you are but dust. That if it's not for his spirit, I mean, what? We already gone. First Kings 17. We're going to get free in here. I'm going to speak for just a few minutes. We're going to pray and get out of here. Bless your name, Jesus. Am I in the right church this morning? Is anybody ready to be free? Is that me and you, Dave? We ready, man? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Hallelujah. God didn't bring you this way, all this way, to leave you right now. To leave you stuck in that addiction. He didn't bring you this way. How many of you know if God was going to abandon you, he could have let the enemy kill you a long time ago. But the fact that you're alive says that the enemy has a plan, so the Lord has a plan. Come on, somebody in here. He has a plan for you to prosper. My God. I'm glad that y'all was amen and all that, because what I say next is going to be on y'all. I had to get all that out in the front part. Okay, so let's read. It says, thank you, Sharon. 1 Kings 17, verse 20 says, then he cried out to the Lord, this is Elijah, and said, O Lord, my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son? Next verse. And he, Elijah, stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. Last verse. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Say, the Lord heard. Say it again, the Lord heard. Say it one more time, the Lord heard. That's for somebody in here. The Lord heard you. He heard you. He heard you. He heard you. He heard you. You're not winning him over. He's already with you. You're not winning favor or grace. He's already given you all you need. Amen. The Lord has heard you. It says, then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit in this place. We give you glory for the things that you have done and the things that you desire to do today. We make room for you to do whatever you want to do. We make room for you. For some of us, it's going to be heart surgery today. You're going to get some hate out of our heart in the name of Jesus. For some of us, we're going to have a brain transplant, God. You want us to think more like you. Yeah. For some of us, Lord Jesus, you're going to heal our bodies. You're going to heal us from past hurts, and we're going to give you all the room to do whatever you want to do. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we all say it. Yeah. Anybody ready to be free? So the title of this message is Decisions, Decisions, Decisions. Decisions, Decisions, Decisions. Thank you, Lord. So in this passage of scripture right here, this is actually where Elijah, So this is actually where Elijah was just at the brook, right? He was at the brook, and the brook was providing for him, y'all. He was running from those that were after him, and the Lord says, pause at this brook called Cherith and stay there, and you're going to drink from the brook. It was like, I don't know what y'all like. I'm really like a Fiji kind of smart water guy. If you drink Dasani, I don't trust you. I'm telling you, I'm judging you now. Who drink Dasani? No, I'm just playing. Or Aquafina? Okay, well, look, there's a lot of religion in here. So Ice Mountain, okay, yeah, all right, we ain't gonna go there. So he was at this brook, and the Lord said, drink of the brook, and when you're hungry, two ravens are gonna come and give you all that you need to eat. Somebody say amen. And so he was at this place, and he was being provided for. He was being protected. All of the things that he needed was at this brook, and then all of a sudden, the brook dried up. That's a word for somebody in here. My God. Because we want God to bless an area that he told you to leave. I dance myself, Gino. I dance myself on that. That favor and provision is in front of you. You're asking God to bless something that he said, no, that was last season. I want to bring you into another place. I want to bring you in deeper. I want you to know more about me. See, because that was last year or last season's move, we think he's going to do the same thing the exact way he did it. But how many of you know he's doing a new thing in this season? Hallelujah. Yeah. And so it's funny because there's a passage of scripture, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Come on, Bible study. Somebody know. Oh, it's seed breaking bread. Somebody felt it like back in the seed breaking bread. Somebody felt that. And so with Elijah, if he wasn't careful, Ronnie, he would have thought that God forsook him. Because God, you provided at this brook, and now it's dry. But God didn't forsake him. He just said, I moved somewhere else. And some of us need to know, God, it isn't like God forsook you or he left you. He's just moved somewhere else, and he wants you to come. Because the word of God says, you know, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You'll always eat. You'll always drink. You'll always have everything you need, but you need to know how to move. You need to know how to step out of relationships that you're not supposed to be in anymore. Can I get in your business real quick? You need to know when the Lord is shifting you from one place to another, from California to St. Louis, and the Lord is shifting you, that you need to move. Because if you want to stay there, it's going to be dry. Anybody ever stayed in a dry relationship? Oh, Lord. Jesus. If you stay, it's not going to be the same. I was talking to one of my brothers about this week, and I was telling him that the Lord has called us forward so desperately and so intimately, right? He's inviting us forward with loving kindness. that for some of us, if you're anything like me, you be trying to try God a little bit, right? So you're like, God, I will go forward. But the moment you feel overwhelmed or the moment you feel like you're going through too much, there's something about those vices that make you want to go back to them. It got real quiet right there, Chuck. Maybe just me and you. I don't know. Here's the interesting part when God has called you forward. That thing that you're going back to doesn't have the same effect. Somebody talk to me in here. God ever delivered you from anything and you tried to do it again and it didn't even feel the same or smell the same or look the same? Because what you're looking for in that isn't there anymore. It's ahead of you. Is this blessing anybody? So, when Netflix like was first getting real hot, y'all, like they came with like some shows, right? And I, like Braden, I was that guy who was like watching shows, like I was plugged to the TV. My daughter is the same way now. She just, and she can rehearse a whole Pixar movie from beginning to end. It's crazy. I feel a little bad about that. It's just like, you know, whatever. But anyway. But Netflix like gets real hype and then all of a sudden they start putting in these shows that came from like back in the day, right? Some shows that I kind of grew up off of. And it was like, Mama Joe, I was so excited. I said, oh my God. They got that one? Okay. Okay. See, that was the show when I got off the bus, I had to get the perfect bowl of cereal. I had to get ready. Let me get done with my chores, because don't bother me once I start watching my show. I ain't say that I was thinking it. I ain't never said that to my parents. And so you're watching your show. And it's like, you know, Netflix has it, and it's like, man, I'm gonna watch it. And I remember this specific show. I was like, man, I can't wait to watch it. Make sure wifey cool. Baby, you cool? Bam. Make sure the kids cool. Actually, it was just Zoe at the time. Make sure she was good. She was good. It was just me in the man cave with my show. I turned the show on, Peggy. I'm watching it. And I'm like, is this the same show? Y'all ever did that? Like you did? I'm like, this ain't the, it don't do the same thing. Did the writers change? What's going on? And so I'm so excited to go back because of how it used to make me feel. Y'all heard it. Come on, that's it. It ain't hitting no more. And what happens is because we tie joy to something that happened in the past, even when God is calling us forward, the temptation that the enemy loves to throw in your face is to go back, because this is how you used to have fun. This is what you used to do when you were lonely. This is what you used to do when you were offended. But how many of you know that even if you go back, it ain't gonna hit the same? Do I have a witness, anybody in here, that you did go back and it was just like, that ain't the same? And the show didn't change, you did. The show didn't change, you did. And so the Lord is calling us forward in such a way that the only way you're going to get real peace is if you pursue him. It's not going to be what it was. Peace used to come from that smoke. Peace used to come from that alcohol. It's okay, yeah. Peace used to come from www. No, it ain't going to be there no more. You can try it if you want to, but you'll just be wasting your time. Peace is going to come from the presence of God. Purpose is going to come from God's presence. Come on in here. Oh, God, we bless you. Yeah. And I love this about the Lord. He don't even judge you, right? Don't make you feel bad if you go back. He'll just wait for you. You done? All right, come on. Bless you, Jesus. We love you. And so, thank you, Lord. So real quick, in the passage of scripture, Elijah is at a place where the brook is dry and God is calling him forward. forward out of some things, out of old mindsets. He's calling them out of old circles, out of old relationships, out of old places. Amen. He's calling them forward. It's not that I'm going to stop blessing you, but the blessing is going to move. You got to stay under the flow. Amen. And so then he goes, and the Lord told him, I commanded a widow at Zarephath to provide for you. So he goes here. When he goes to there, he sees this woman gathering sticks, and she's just doing her thing. She's not in the best economic situation. And he asked her for water. She was like, that I can give you. And then he asked her for like a cupcake or something, some type of, you know, whatever, honey bun. In the microwave on 10. All you need is 10. Y'all pull me back, because I almost went there. Ice cold milk and time. Don't play with us, man. Hey. Chuck, you caught it. I'm a little hungry, man. My bad. Back to the message. Nah. So he asked her for that, and she was like, you know what? I don't have anything. All I have is just a little bit of meal. Me and my son going to eat it, and we actually going to die. She had already made up in her mind that it was over. Whoever that is out here, I want to tell you it's not over. I'm going to tell you what is over. What is over is you trying to do it for yourself. See, that's why she said it was over, because she had come to the extent of what she could do. But how many of you know there's a God in heaven? Jesus, we love you. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible. And so he made a promise to her. He said, feed me first. You're going to see the hand of the Lord. You're going to have meal, and that meal won't fail throughout the whole famine that you're in. And the Lord's word was true. And every time she went to go get meal, it was there. Every single time, she got what she needed. Somebody say daily bread. Daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, God, give me what I need for Sunday, and then give me something totally different for Monday. I'm going different places. Give me what I need for Tuesday. Come on in here. Daily bread in the name of Jesus. Some of y'all need like that Sunday anointing where you know how to just come in and have church and clap, but then you be a whole different person at work. You need a whole different anointing. Come on, somebody. People get on your nerves, you be ready. It's just like, Joyce, is that me and you? Come on, that's, yeah. Joyce said, for sure. See, now he's talking to me. and so the promise of the Lord was true. Elijah stayed with this woman, and he lodged, the Bible says he lodged with her and her son. What ended up happening was her son was sick, and most theologians agree that he died. And here this woman is, and all of a sudden she's questioning everything that happened. And that's just like us, right? You can see the power of God move so mightily in your life, but when something wrong, you're ready to give it all up. So now she's questioning who he is, even though she just seen this miracle. Woo! Just seen it and questioned everything. Has anybody ever been there besides myself? You know what God has done in your life, but the moment something go wrong, you questioning everything. Hold on. And so that's where she was. And I want to show you this. And so Elijah was like, now, hold on, God. You just had me eat the honey bun. Like, don't make me look crazy out here. And so the Bible says that he prayed, and the prophetic demonstration of what he did is what I really want to illuminate to you today. And so when he prayed to this young boy who was at the moment deceased, the Bible says that he stretched over him, which is he laid down. Somebody say laid down. He laid down, and not only did he lay down, but he laid down completely. Somebody say completely. Because he just didn't do it. If we read in the scripture, he just didn't do it one time. The Bible said he did it three times. How many of you know that number three is often synonymous with something being complete? So he laid down completely. This is what I want to show you today. We bless you, Lord God. My son already getting it. Come on, son, what'd you say? New Living Translation, what'd you say? Okay. So what happens is, Stephen, he lays down completely, and then the boy is revived. Can I tell you something? a few things. Number one is the only way you're really going to see revival is if you completely lay down. The only way you're really going to see God move, you got to completely lay down. Not just a little bit. Not just kind of. Somebody said it. Not just half. Because life came back into the boy when Elijah laid down completely. Oh, God, I bless you. When we're wanting the Spirit of God to move, when we're wanting life to return to us or to return to a relationship or to return to our physical bodies, we have to do one thing. Come on, Peggy. We got to lay down completely. Somebody shout completely. And so what to me, what's so awesome about this is that the Lord has brought us to this place. And I want to encourage you today. Like I said, the title of the message is this: decisions, decisions, decisions. So the Lord is bringing us to a place where we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision because we want life to return. We want some dead things to rise. And God said, well, you're going to have to do what Elijah did. You're going to have to realize that it's not in your hand. It's not in your provision. You're not helping God out. All he needs you to do is lay down. Yeah, God, but I got to fix this relationship. I got to end this. I got to end this. Then I'm going to be ready. No, lay down. Lay down. Well, I got connections. I can call this person and then we can actually do this. Just lay down. I don't need any of your strategy. Life is going to return when you lay down. Bless you, Lord Jesus. And I'm going to show you something that's just so amazing. Thank you, Lord God. Somebody say, lay down. I'll be doing that to Zoe. Lay down. She heard it in my voice. She'd be, hey, bro. Somebody say it again. Say, lay down.
Lay down.
My God, we love you. How many want the Spirit of God to bless you like he's never blessed you before? You want all that he has for you in this season. You don't have to help him. You don't have to win him over. All you have to do. Elijah stretched over this young man three times, completely. That's the other thing that we kind of struggle with, Chuck, is that we lay down sometimes. So I tell Zoe to lay down and I close the door, but I be peeking through the thing, and as soon as I said, she be. I promise you she be doing it. I be like, Lord, help me, please. Help me with that wisdom and that cunning right there. Some of us, we know how to lay down, but as soon as we don't feel God's presence, we get back up. In praise and worship, we're completely prostrate. But as soon as we don't feel him, that old man knows just how to rise back up. Oh, come on in here. I'm trying to talk to him, Michelle. He knows just how to come back up. But what the Lord is saying is if you want real life to return and real revival to hit your city and your house, then you're going to have to learn how to lay down and stay down. Come on in here. Lay down completely. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are we okay? We're going to pray in just 1 second, and I want you to be listening to the Spirit of God help you make the decisions that need to be made today. In what area do you need to lay down completely? In what area do you need to lay down and not get back up anymore? My God, just let him speak to you. I know he's already doing it. But in what area? I'm going to tell you, there is such a blessing. It's going to sound crazy. And I'm not talking about a spiritual blessing. I'm just talking about it's easy to be indecisive. There's something easy about that. It kind of get on my nerves just a little bit. When I come, Tommy, I be talking to my wife. And I'd be like, hey, what you want to eat today? I don't care. I don't, whatever you want to eat. But did you want anything? No. What about you? What do you have a taste for? And me, myself, I'd be like, well, I don't know either. And then we just kind of back and forth. Nobody's moving forward. But it's easy because sometimes when it's on you and it ain't moving off you, you got to really think, okay, what do I want? What am I tasting right now? A St. Paul? What am I? It's something easy about just pushing it off. I don't know. I can't decide. Amen. And we do it all the time. So I'm going to come back to streaming services, right? Because it's made it so easy to not have to make a decision because everything you could possibly watch is right in front of you. Check this out. How old are you, son, right here? 24 years old, man. Back in my day? Back in my day, there was a place called Blockbuster. You couldn't just flip through and just whatever you want to watch. You had to make a real decision. You was getting one VHS. And you had to look at it, and then you had to flip on the back to see if you liked it. Okay. You had to make a decision. Y'all remember walking through them aisles all night? It's 11 o'clock at night. You ain't made no... But now it's different, y'all. We ain't got to make no decisions. It's easier. We had to make decisions back in the day. Y'all got me acting crazy up here. Michelle, I don't be like this all the time. I'm just... Michelle taking notes on me, y'all. She... Nope. Oh, man. We bless you, Jesus. Is this blessing anybody? 1 Kings 18, 21. The same Elijah is having a showdown because King Ahab and Jezebel have introduced a new, not necessarily a new form of worship, but a new god. It was the god of Baal. And the Israelites, it's so funny because we talk about this all the time. The Israelites found a way, somebody help me in here. The Israelites found a way to stay consistent with God, but then still kind of see what Baal was talking about. Can anybody help me in here? I mean, I believe in God, but I be doing some other stuff a little bit. And so, y'all preaching back to me. It's so funny. I love it. And so this is where the Israelites were. And here's the reason why. It's because most oftentimes they found themselves in a famine. And Baal promised, it was like an insurance policy. Baal was promising economic uprise. They needed rain. And the god of rain and wind and all that. See, if we serve him, then we're going to get what we need. And so it's not like I'm rejecting God, but I got to have this just in case. Can I talk to somebody who got that just in case contact in your phone? Uh-oh. Okay, never mind. I'm just... That just in case. Just in case. Rachel, I will go to Walmart. Grapes, celery, pita bread, dirt, grass. Let me go and get these Oreos just in case. Baby, don't I be doing that. Don't be, uh-uh. Don't do me like that. Double stuff. And so what ends up happening is I'm not giving myself completely to any one thing. And this is where Israel was. It wasn't like they rejected the Lord, but they had options. And you're not going to get the best out of anything when you have options. And the Lord, in his heart, who's jealous for your love and for your commitment, he wasn't going to settle in being an option. And so the Lord sent Elijah to do this, to help them make a decision. Look at somebody and say, make a decision. That's all it's about today. It ain't about you trying to get yourself together because we can't do it. All you have to do is make a decision today that I'm going to give myself to God. Don't matter how broken I am, how confused I am, I'm going to give it all to him and make him make something out of it. Amen, somebody in here. We got to make a decision today. We're not going to vacillate back and forth. No, we got to make a decision. And see, I'm going to tell you, for me, like decisions are hard because it's easy. Yeah, I got all this health food and then I'm going to get the Oreos. Just in case, I might not even touch them, right? We always have that insurance policy. But how many of you know that expresses unbelief in God? Amen. 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 And we in a safe space, right? This ain't condemnation on nobody. Because here's the thing about Baal. Baal kept promising rain, but he was going to promise for the rest of their life and never deliver. The thing that you got in your back pocket will never be what you need. Let me help you in here. The thing that you, oh, God, I feel it in here. That's it. It'll never be what you need. It'll always promise to you and never deliver. You know, it makes me feel like this when I'm lonely. No. It'll never be completely what you need. When I smoke this, yeah, I feel a little bit now, yeah, but it'll never be what you need. When I drink this, I go to a whole different place. No, but it'll never be exactly what you need. Bless you, Lord. And so it wasn't like the Lord was just kind of feeling a certain way because, oh, so you're going to choose that God over me. No, he was thinking about what's best for you. Because some of us have made commitments to things and people and places that will never give us what we need. So Elijah called this big old showdown, 450 prophets and him, and he said, let the God that answered by fire be God. He said to the children of Israel, listen to this, how long will you halt or falter between two opinions? That same word is used in Exodus when the Lord said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It's the same Hebrew word. That word Passover means the same thing as halt, right? The Lord was saying, and it says, how long will you keep passing over the decision to commit to me completely? How long will you keep passing over the decision to give me all of you? How long will you keep passing that over? Let the God that answered by fire be God. It's time to make a decision today. And it's real good. A lot of theologians say that the children of Israel were still observing like holy days. They were still praying and they were still giving tithes. But the thing was, whatever day it was, whether pagan or sacred, they gave themselves to that day, which means they were saying yes to every God. They were saying yes to every opportunity. How many of you know real commitment, I said this before, is saying yes here, which means no over here. Real commitment means when I say yes, I don't just observe any day. I'm not answering every call. I'm not answering by every name people call me. You trying to call me by the name I was in last season? No, I'm not that person no more. I got to let you know. Amen, somebody. Because we can get in certain circles and then become who they're calling us. That person's dead. Amen. Jesus, we love you. And he said, let the God that answered by fire be God. And the Lord wanted to show the children of Israel that this God that you're committing to won't even answer you. This struggle, this vice that you're spending all your money on, giving all your attention to, if you were lonely, you still gonna be lonely after that. See, that's what he was trying to say. Because I'm the God that is not only gonna answer by fire, but let's simplify it, I'm gonna answer. How many of you know that's all we need? And so here it is. that the prophets of Baal screamed, and we know, a lot of us know the passage of scripture, screamed and yelled and cut themselves and did all that kind of stuff, and there was no answer. I'm trying to tell you something. I don't know about y'all. I used to try to set up these missions, and it was so detailed and intricate. I was trying to set up the party just right, and I was trying to make the right call to see if she was going, you going to be there when I be there, or you going to sit down? I'm so detailed and intricate. How many know at the end of the night, it didn't even work out? 1 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what I'm doing by myself. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. It's okay. Can I just be honest with mine? Okay. So, what the Lord was telling the children of Israel is that you have to make a decision. Because what happens when you're indecisive, it says, how long shall you halt? Which means you're in a place of paralysis in your season. Because you cannot make a decision, you're just where you are. And the Lord wants you to come forward. And for some of us, we're ready to go forward in God. But God says, okay, if you're ready to go forward, you need to make a yes mean no. When you're really ready to go forward, you need to make a decision and a commitment that you're not going to lay down sometimes, but you're going to lay down completely. My God. In Jesus' name, we love you. Chuck, play for me real quick. Stand to your feet. We're going to have to cut it right there, but I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is here, and He is empowering those who are ready today to simply make the decision you need to make. The reason why there has been inconsistency in your life and in mine is because in areas we haven't laid down completely. And I'm telling you, now is the time to lay down. Now is the time to take it completely out of your hands. Now is the time to realize that other source, that other God, that other idol that we've given all of our attention to, it will never come through for us. Anybody ever had a struggle in your life? It never came through for you. You just find yourself chasing more of it, So today is the day of decision. That if we want to see life return, peace return, favor return at a level we've never seen, then we have to be just like Elijah and lay down. He laid down on that young man, and the Bible says life came back to him, and the boy was revived. Always talk about revival. Well, there's a requirement. Lay down. So we're going to pray today. I just feel the Lord in here giving us a holy boldness to make a necessary decision. As I was preaching, some of us are thinking about relationships where they say, I got to get out of that. While I'm preaching, some of us feel that boldness to say, you know, when I go home, I'm going to get rid of that. Some of us feeling that boldness to say, you know what, I'm going to commit to God and not say yes to any and everything that's calling me. Yeah, you're in the right place. And so we're going to pray for you today. As we pray, just understand that as you lay down, as you submit, as you give yourself completely to the Lord, it's in His hands now. It's in His hands now. It's in His hands now. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. It's in His hands now. He's going to do everything that He promised. He's going to do everything and be everything that you need. It's on Him. Some of us just need to yield those things we're worried about to Him. Yeah. Your children? No, give it to Him. That pain, that report, that oh, I'm going back and forth, I'm just tired of having to get up and fall down and get up. No, you give it to Him. And watch revival spring out all over. So I want to pray for you today. If that is you, if that stirred you, you can come to the front and I want to pray with you. And we're just